Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. And it's such a privilege to be able to pray for you every single day of this year, and just so grateful for you. I'm just thankful that that you spend your time 5 minutes a day with me as we go through Scripture, and I pray for you. So today, we are in Proverbs 15, verses 17 through 33 in the New International Reader's Version, and it says this: "A few vegetables where there is love are better than the finest meat where there is hatred. A person with a bad temper stirs up conflict, but a person who is patient calms things down. The way of people who don't want to work is blocked with thorns, but the path of honest people is a wide road. A wise son makes his father glad, but a foolish son hates his mother. A person who has no sense enjoys doing foolish things, but a person who has understanding walks straight ahead. Plans fail without good advice, but they succeed when there are many advisors. Joy is found in giving the right answer, and how good is a word spoken at the right time. The path of life leads up for those who are wise. It keeps them from going down to the place of the dead. The lion tears down the proud person's house, but he keeps the widow's property safe. The Lord hates the thoughts of sinful people, but he considers kind words to be pure. Those who always want more bring ruin to their households, but a person who refuses to be paid to lie will live. The hearts of those who do right think about how they will answer, but the mouths of those who do wrong pour out evil. The Lord is far away from those who do wrong, but he hears the prayers of those who do right. The cheerful look of a messenger brings joy to your heart, and good news gives health to your body. Whoever listens to a warning that gives life will be at home among those who are wise. Those who turn away from correction hate themselves, but anyone who accepts correction gains understanding. Wisdom teaches you to have respect for the Lord, so don't be proud if you want to be honored." Mind if I pray for you? Father, I pray for the brokenhearted today. And Lord, I don't know what that means necessarily, whether it's a love interest that has broken someone's heart, or a child who's broken someone's heart, or a death in the family, or a death of a friend. But Lord, there's many of us walking around with broken hearts. And I know that you are the mender of those hearts. And you are also the one, the man of sorrows, who grieves alongside us. And so would you walk alongside those who grieve today, who are brokenhearted? Would you put them back together? And Lord, I know that especially after grief, we always want to get back to normal, but there's no normal. Nothing will ever be the same, and we have to get to that place of a new normal where you're in that space too. And Lord, our expectations may have been shattered, but you are there in the midst of those expectations. And I pray for just a sweetness of your spirit to touch the bone and marrow and heart and worries and pain of my friend today. Thank you for being that God who is near. And Lord, I know in grief there have been times where I have felt like you are far. And so for those who are feeling that today, I pray you would draw near. I pray you would surround them with people who love them, people who will pray for them and with them and weep alongside. Thank you for doing that. I trust you for that today in Jesus' name. Lord, we don't want to be today people with bad tempers. We want to calm others down. We want to be people of peace. So we trust that your spirit within us will give us that ability today. Lord, help us to choose wise things instead of foolish things. Help us to choose the path of wisdom rather than the path of fools. Lord, help us to be open to receiving good advice from people. And help us to find joy in giving the right answer and speaking a good word at the right time. We acknowledge that your wisdom can guide us, and it is our heart's desire that that would be true today. Lord, we don't want to be proud. We don't want to be stiff-necked. We want to be humble before you. And we know that humble people hear from you and that you know the humble closely, but the proud you know from afar. And so today we choose to humble ourselves under your mighty hand, that you would exalt us at our proper time. And Lord, we know that we want to have that close, connected relationship with you. Thank you that because of what Jesus has done on the cross, we have that complete access to the throne of grace at any moment. We thank you right now that we're healed in our hearts. We thank you that you have pursued us and chased us. And we thank you that we have been set free from so much, especially from our sin nature. Lord, we confess our sins before you. We know that you're faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And Lord, would you just... we pray for cleansed hearts today. Create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us today. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are a blessing to me. I mentioned this a little bit earlier in the month, but if you have the story of sexual abuse in your past and you'd like to receive free letters about healing, I've written 21 letters and you would get them every day for 21 days. And you can go to we2.org/21days. And those are the number 21. we2.org/21days. And you will receive those for free. So hang in there. And you are so loved. Can you rest in that today? And I'm going to try to rest in it too.